Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
There you go. You're better than the campers. Really, like, really attentive, right? All right, just waiting for a couple of people to just get settled so that we can get started. I know you guys want to say hi to everyone, and that's kind of like the point of this weekend, right? So this is the volunteer training weekend, and yeah, definitely there's some training, but I think the most important part of the weekend is for us to see each other, to reconnect, to hug each other, to celebrate. You know, like last summer went really well, right? So the Lord touched the life of so many people last summer, and here we are ready to hit and to tackle the next summer. So this time of being together as a family is very important for us to just reconnect and see faces. And, oh, I'm going to send you that document. Oh, yeah, we'll talk about that later. Let me think about that dorm leading opportunity, right? So this is what is this all about. And we'll get some training too, right? Like that's also important, I guess, right? So, but I want to start by reading a verse to you, right? And this is in Philippians 1, 3 to 5. And it reads, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, the Apostle Paul talking to the Philippians, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel for the first day until now. And I was trying to find a verse that could express the joy I feel of seeing all you down here, my partners in the ministry, right? And you're not my partners in the ministry. We're all partners with God in this ministry. And I can remember this verse, right? Your partnership in the gospel. And the big picture is that we are a team of probably 300 people trying to make disciples here, right? And the Lord has given us this valley and the facilities we have down here as tools so that we can accomplish that goal, right? So that we can touch the life of the campers that are going to your church or that are not going to church and you're inviting down here, right? Those young men and women that are developing, we are trying to teach them how to live for the Lord, right? And that's what we invite them. Hey, come with me, be a dorm leader, help me in the kitchen, right? It's not about the help in the kitchen. It's not about that. It's about this young person, right, to becoming more like the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the opportunity we have here in the Valley. And we are all partnering on that. We're like, I want to say around 300, a team of 300 people. What an amazing thing, right? So teams in sports are 5, 10, right? But we are 300 people together for the Lord, right? Just working together. So I love that. This is our ministry. And that's something I've been telling you every week during the summer, that this is not the ministry of Ivan Munguia, right? This is not the ministry of the full-time staff. This is your ministry, right? Seriously, if you guys were not here, the ministry is done, right? We, 15 people cannot run the amount of things we do in this camp for the campers, right? It's really ridiculous to think that it's our ministry as full-time staff. It is your ministry. We're here to facilitate and to be ready for you guys to come and partner and do that work, right? So in order to show that loud and clear, I've been doing this for 2 years. 2 years ago was Apostle, and last year was this corkboard, right? And I want you to celebrate right there. This is the team, right? So you are in one of those pictures, right? You came down here to Living Waters for the summer, right? And even the non-summer people are not here, but still a big part of the ministry. And we have the board of Living Waters Bible Camp right there, right? They're working in this ministry together with you guys. We have Kids Camp 1, Kids Camp 2. We have the TSTers. We have the foundation campers, right? We have the childcare for family camp, right? So that's the team that is down here trying to do the work of God, right? And today is the day we celebrate that. Here we are together to smile to each other, to hug each other, and to know like, okay, we did it last summer, and it was great, and it was awesome, right? So I want to say to you, welcome back home, right? So this is home for you, hopefully, and this is the place where you feel like, I like my ministry, my camp ministry at Living Waters. Definitely, I have other ministries, but I like to be involved in the summer in this ministry, and this is my home, right? And let's do it again for the Lord, right? Satisfy your thirst is our new year, and we're going to learn all about it from Mr. Jason Campbell in just a minute or two. But I want you to get into that mode that here we are together so that we can accomplish what the Lord has put in front of us, the good works that God prepared beforehand so that we can walk in them, right? So I want to start with a word of prayer, and then I'm going to pass the microphone to Mr. Jason Campbell. Is that right? You're the next session, right? Yeah, I don't want to be confused. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, thank you for this beautiful day and this time that we have set apart to come together here as a family, Lord, back home to celebrate what happened last summer and to rejoice in the things you did, and maybe to catch up with each other, and also to start thinking ahead and thinking about the summer and the things that are still needed to be prepared so that we can come here together to do the work that you have entrusted us to do, Lord. And what a privilege to be part of your work here at the camp. And Lord, help us get along well. Help us be ready. Help us put all the effort that is needed so that we can accomplish the work that you want to do this summer. We want to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.